This is not a test.
Roman made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I used to be friends with you. That was a huge mistake. I mean, come on. You wear skinny jeans. That's a huge mistake. I mean, Roman made a mistake. He owned up to it and he apologized. He owned it. I mean, unless he's going to borrow New Day's time machine, I don't really know what else anybody can do about it.
I'm going straight for the top. You know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone. I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through.
And welcome back to the one and only Razzlecast episode. I didn't look. I believe it's 125.
Four.
Shut up. That was my second guest. 124, I think, of the one and only Razzlecast. What we like to do here on the one and only Razzlecast is have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us, razzlecast@gmail.com. You can tweet us or follow us on Twitter, at razzlecast. And also, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/razzlecast. And this is episode 124. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set. And I'm joined, like always, by the... he's not here, so I can't say like always. But we are joined by him. He is back on the show. He is allowed to speak now, Mr. Old School.
You're right. It's 124.
Yeah, I said that. As I was doing the intro, I was looking it up.
That's quite impressive. I am impressed with your performance.
And we also have the host of the new show right here on the Trending Topics Network, where you can check out a bunch of great shows like Old School at the Movies, Spanish Announce Table, 10 to 1, Squabble Box, The Tuts Experience, and CFL Gimmick Infringement Easy Picks. Carp.
I don't know what you're talking about. CFL came before the NFL. Therefore, we were just a little late to the party.
H. Walker Internet.
Is that me?
I think so. Old school's the one hosting the call.
But I was fine during the last call. Is it continuing or was it just...
No, it's good now.
Okay, that made no sense.
Don't move the mouse.
We the call quality knew you were talking about CFL, so it just dropped.
Yeah, it seems to be, I guess. Like I said, we were a little late to the party, but we're starting in now. As well, I'm rained out this week, and that's why I am joining you, gentlemen, from my soft balls.
S-A-W-F-T, soft balls.
Yep.
Speaking of S-A-W-F-T balls, we have Andy Anderson.
I'm not S-A-W-F-T soft. I'm hard, and I can't wait to show you how hard I can get.
All right, I owe a heavy $5.
Before we started recording CFL, this week's episode of CFL Easy Picks, which should be available by the time this episode is, I had mentioned off recording, off air, that you would use the hard thing as your opener.
I had no backup. That was it all the way.
So I win. And that's why I did the segue of SAWFT balls. I knew it! Ugh. Anyway, no Katie this week, no bio this week. Katie is feeling sick, so definitely get well soon, Katie. And she,
get well soon, Katie.
She says she will be back next week, and also she has an email later on in the show. Bio has work in the morning. Sounds like he is tired. And a lot.
He has tired? Yeah, I think he does have tired.
He's tired. Shut up, predictable. But let's get into this show like we always do with Keep, Toss, or Improve. And what we like to do, I got to try to explain stuff more because I'm really bad at that as a host. I'm not the greatest host in the world.
No, so, I'd agree.
Shut up. What we like to do here with Keep, Toss, or Improve is we're going to ask the panelists one thing that they want to keep, toss, or improve from the week of wrestling. And we are going to start with old Andy.
Oh, boy. Now, I want to say that I have not finished Raw yet, so I don't know if this has gotten better or not. but I want to improve Kane as the co-host. I think they should have went out and got one of the other former GMs instead of throwing Kane back out there.
How far into Raw are you?
I kind of got spoiled a little bit where he comes out against the IC belt, but I'm not. I'm actually in the.
Did he actually fight the belt? Like physically fight the belt?
No, he didn't fight the belt. Hey, I'm in the highlight reel. It was where I'm at.
Flair's gotten into fights with his jacket, so why can't Kane get into a fight with the title belt?
That's what I would have said. You know, you could have even brought Flair back because he was one of the original people that did the draft. So even someone, it's not that hard to bring someone else out there. Flair, Foley, people that are around there all the time.
Why are you hating on Kane, man?
It's just we had him already. I mean, he could have still been the special IC title dude, but have someone else bring him out.
I got a feeling that they booked somebody and they canceled.
But they booked the match, though, and they had the interaction with the match. Like,
yeah.
But who would cancel?
Well, who knows? People get sick. Like
maybe Flair got the old, too, yeah. Maybe Flair got too drinky.
I mean, maybe Bischoff had a scheduling conflict. Who knows?
All right, let's move on to old school.
Oh wait! Fuck off, Kane.
Sorry, Will. Will, what? Will.
Everybody, check Andy on his new show. Be on the lookout.
My DMs are open. I'm open on the DMs.
Oh, God. Okay, moving along. This is going to be my key for this week.
Let's talk about Roman Reigns. Let's talk about how the biggest mistake Roman Reigns ever made, the Roman Reigns scandal, embarrassed me. All right? Because as the architect of the Shield, I brought Roman Reigns into the fold, and that mistake that he made that got him suspended, that embarrasses me. That soils my good name. No excuses. I own it. I own it. You own it, Roman. How very manly of you to own it. You own up after the fact. I get it. Like a real tough guy. Well, you can own it all you want, Roman, because the bottom line is I own you.
Okay, so that was kind of semi-racist, but apart from that, I really like the fact that they brought in a real-life thing that happened. Who knows if we're ever going to know what it was, but it was a violation of some sort. And instead of kind of pretending like he's not there, you bring it up and you turn it into a storyline, which is fucking fantastic. I think it's great.
I was severely surprised that WWE went this route, but I'm happy they did. Now, we talked briefly about his suspension, and as it's gone on, I still think it's something minor. I don't think it's steroids. I don't think it's drugs. I think it's just something that's on either on the banned substance list or stuff that triggers a fail. Like, it's not necessarily like 100% illegal drug, but when you take the test, it's going to say it is. And all has to do with stuff like legal stuff. You can get a GNC and it can still trigger a wellness violation to the WWE and they won't say what it is.
I think he just couldn't pee. That's what I think it was.
Like what happened to Hornswoggle?
He just probably couldn't piss.
Like, I doubt that.
Happened to the tennis girl, where she was taking something she didn't realize was banned.
Well, that kind of goes with the whole thing where it's something, just one small ingredient that's in something you get at GNC that you're not expecting. You know the big things. And that's why he said, you know, it's my fault and that they're making a big deal about this. It's like they know it's not serious, but hey, this is on the list. Sorry, buddy. This is what has to be done.
Yeah, who knows? It could be Ambien. It could be fucking whatever he's taking. You're right. It could be just some probiotic thing. Maybe he's trying to, you know, maybe he's blocked up. He's got to take a shit or whatever. And
you're trying to say probiotics are banned?
I'm saying maybe there's an ingredient in there that's banned.
I'm thinking it's poppy seed, and he tested positive for heroin, like Seinfeld. That's what I'm thinking.
You think he was eating the muffin top?
He had a poppy seed bagel, had to go pee, heroin, hands down.
Gotta love the muffin tops.
Who eats the muffin bottoms? Like, I would just eat the tops if I could.
Always eat the muffin's ass. I eat as much muffin ass as I can.
Okay. You can't neglect the bottom. old school.
No, you never did.
No, no. I just go top and I just I forget the bottom even exists.
All right. Moving on to Kurt.
I got a keep, and it's all the Kurt. Canadian content this week. Jericho's highlight reel featuring two Montreal Canadian gentlemen. Then Maryse's beautiful acting during the IC title match. And even the Natalya stuff. The Canadians brought it this week, and I hope it keeps up.
So what you're saying is if you didn't like Raw, you can blame Canada.
Yeah, I guess. But if you didn't like Raw, then there's something wrong with you because it was actually a pretty decent Raw.
This is the IWC. They hate everything.
Yeah, but the IWC is psychotic, insane, stupid, pathetic. I don't know. A bunch of words that describe, you know, terrible things.
So hashtag maple for life, huh?
Hashtag maple leaf for life. Quebec just had its national holiday, but the real Canadian holiday is coming up this week.
Tim Horton's birthday?
Yep. Free Timbits for everybody.
Oh, I would love to be Canadian that day.
Fucking throw, just randomly throwing out Timbits. Like, you know they have the t-shirt guns? They got a fucking Timbit gun, and they're firing at fucking people in the crowd.
If you catch it in your mouth, do you get a free thing of coffee?
Yeah, you get a free ice cap.
Do you really want balls flying at your mouth, though?
All the time. Chocolate balls, white powder, like, covered balls. I don't even mind brown balls. Brown cinnamon balls are fine.
Not according to what we've heard on All Beer Inside.
No, okay. Let's not get into that.
Even the muffin bottoms, he likes bottoms flying out of his face, too.
Nobody asked you, asshole. So keep your bottoms to yourself.
All right. So Canada had a great week for Kerb.
Kerb.
Except on Raw, at least. I don't know what happened on SmackDown. So.
Except for the weather.
Well, except for today. But
yeah, it's fucking like 32 degrees. It's insane. Yeah,
it's been really nice. I was really glad I had the morning game on Sunday because an afternoon game would have sucked.
Yeah, we had to move Kebbo Trek in fucking 32 degree weather. I gassed out. We brought him, like, me getting, I was able to get all the stuff out with him, but then going up the two flights of stairs like four times, I'm like, okay, how about I just stay up here and I'll take everything you bring at me. And then he landed up fucking, this is completely off topic. He landed up, he actually couldn't get his couch in the house. So then I offered him $500 on the spot for a couch because I needed one, and he wouldn't do it. So, and anyway, so I since bought a couch, and he's still trying to find a buyer.
Does he want more than $500?
Yeah, because he paid $1,300. It was an L-shaped couch. He paid $1,300, and I offered him $500. I lowballed him, of course, because I'm an equal opportunist. And he's not doing anything with it anyway. So I'm like, yeah, I'll give you $500. And he's like, nah, whatever. I'm trying to figure something out.
You're trying to do five with delivery? Fuck you.
Absolutely. Well, they had the truck anyways. Who cares? But I think he was trying to figure out if he can get the couch through the window or something at the time. So
did he try Pivot?
What? What's Pivot?
Pivot. It's a Friends reference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't watch that crap. But
the best episode ever.
They tried from the front, like the hallway got blocked. Tried from the back, got blocked. Window wasn't happening. He actually had to dismantle his fridge to get it in. So he's got a dismantled fridge, half a couch. Like, he's not happy right now.
Well, he didn't really, I think, consider like measurements of anything when he probably signed the lease because he was like in a pretty quick move-in mode.
Yeah, and he figured, you know, I think he took a chance. And, you know, I took a chance and I moved in here too with narrow doors and that. Well, he managed to get the couch in by literally forcing it through the door. Perhaps yes or no crack in the frame. I will not admit to anything on air, but we got it in. But unfortunately, he couldn't get it in, so figuratively. And, well, literally, actually. Yeah, if anybody needs a couch, DM Kebbo Trek on AOL.
I'll lowball him even more, and that way maybe he'll reconsider your offer.
Yeah, well, actually, it kind of worked out. I don't know why we're spending 12 minutes on this couch, but fuck it. It actually worked out because the L, the way the shape is, the longer part would have been the part where I need like a shorter piece. So it would have actually not worked out. So I'm kind of happy with my decision.
You really want his couch? You know he masturbated over Star Trek and...
Star Trek, yeah. I love Star Trek.
Trek.
My favorite movie is actually Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan.
Oh, I thought it'd be Star Trek Beyond, which is coming up.
I like the fourth one better when they go back in time.
Funny story, again, going off topic. We, at a campfire one night, we replaced everything, or we had to add cock in every title of Star Trek. So it's like Star Trek, The Undiscovered Cock, The Search for Cock. there's like all these references with cock. It was great. Sorry, your AH Walker internet sound effect didn't work.
Well, I was just doing it over my phone, but if I want to go to a really good one, I'll just...
It wasn't my fault!
Okay, them fighting words, Abby. Them fucking fighting words.
So, if you have a problem with this sound clip right now, just let me know.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't my fault!
Dance, old school dance. Dance, monkey, dance. Wait, break it down?
Unless we're talking about the keep of how good Finding Dory's doing. But that's a different topic for a different show whenever the hell we get around to doing it. All right, my keep, toss, or improve. I'm going to align with what old school said about keeping, acknowledging the Roman Reigns thing. I think that also means it's not as bad as people are thinking. It's not steroids. It's not heroin, unless it's poppy seeds. It's something minor, but they're at least making sure that he follows the rules. He's still getting punished. They can't do the favoritism shit because there's a lot of people out there that say, like, oh, WWE shows favoritism to certain wrestlers. Like, they throw out Orton. Everybody thinks Cena is on steroids. I think that guy's just religiously working out. And he knows how to treat his body and what he put in his body and all that kind of shit. So, yeah, Roman Reigns. And this is the last we should be talking about him until the week of the draft. Us. I mean, WWE, they should still talk about him. But there's no need for us to talk about him. It'll be interesting to see what they do in this build without him. But I still think there's so much. I actually like what they did this week. Like, throwing in the whole feud of Cena versus Styles, and like, oh, let's turn it into a four-way. Oh, let's turn it into a five-way. And it's something I always loved with certain elements of storytelling where they take a couple feuds and combine them for like a couple Raws or a couple weeks. And then it still equals out to, by the time we get to the pay-per-view, to the special event, that they're two separate matches. It just helps build. All right, moving on. Let's get into what's on. And this is where we like to talk about what has been on our TVs throughout the week, or what you've been listening to and reading, all those kind of things. What is on, Andy?
Okay, and these guys can help me out. I watched ROH Best in the World. Did you guys watch it?
We did.
We did, yeah. We'll let you go first, but yeah, go for it, man.
I'm disappointed my Dalton Castle didn't win the...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I wish Dalton won, but he didn't. But I don't know. But I love the segment that they had before, that, you know, kind of they catch you up, where they were doing that interview. He said, we should have chairs. And he had the boys come out and be their chairs. That was kind of funny. Okay, I'll keep going. Then I watched this CFL football game where the Eskimos lost in overtime, so that sucked. And then I watched the new OJ, Made in America, if you can hear my kids yelling in the background.
He's telling you to talk more about the wrestlers that he likes.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's my daughter yelling. I watched the... yeah, they do sound the same. Watched OJ Made in America, and... The first two episodes, if you guys watch that, you really don't even really need to watch. That kind of is a catch-up about – the first one's a catch-up about OJ, and the second one's a catch-up about the police and the African-American community not getting along in Los Angeles. And then – but the third episode actually gets towards the murder and stuff. Watched Finding Dory. You're welcome, Heavy. And then I watched the opening episode or the opening YouTube clip of the classic, what the hell you call that? CWC, the Cruiserweight Championship. So I saw all the competitors.
Classic. It's Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Cruiserweight Classic, yeah. And my pick is Tajiri to win it all.
You want to put money on that?
You think he gets by the first round?
No.
Red book it?
Red book it.
Oh, we can look into spoilers to see.
Oh, it's already done?
Yeah, they've already done.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
No. I think they've only done the first round.
Okay.
They haven't done the whole thing because I think there's so many dates. Because I know they did the first round with the last NXT tapings because there was two injuries.
Okay.
And they are going to, quote, officially announce the matchups. But if you listen to the news for the Week in Review last week, Porter Rock actually gave you the first round matchups before they officially announced them. So, spoiler, I guess.
Okay.
Only matchup that surprised me, because the one that I really liked and one that I'm curious to see where they go with. The one that I really liked was, I believe it was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tyson Dukes, Canadian, and Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano. I thought that would have been a finals match.
Really? Really?
But there, right that off is the a, bat. Yeah, that's a round one match.
I will need to watch that Cruiserweight Classic once it comes out.
The competitors, like there's many that I've heard of one way or another, many people I've never heard of, but you know, guys like, or even there's the people that I've seen before with Gargano, Dukes, Drew Gulak, Zack Sabre Jr., never seen Ibushi, a bunch of other,
The Bollywood guys, never heard of them before.
Yeah, never heard of them. Oh, there's still a lot of good talent, and I'm just curious to see where they go with this, and even not just this tournament in general, like who's going to win and what the repercussions for everybody afterwards. Where are we in 5 years? Where are we in 2021 with some of these guys? Will they have made it in the WWE like shortly after? There's so many questions I have that only time will let us know. Time will only tell.
I'd like to see a woman's one next year if they do that.
That is harder. They wouldn't do, obviously wouldn't be like a weight class thing, but it's just finding enough talent and then being able to plug them in with their stuff. That's another thing too. Cruiserweight Classic isn't all WWE. Like it's not going to be all in at the Performance Center, but there is a couple matches that they are going to put through Evolve. I read like they're going to host the matchups. So much great news coming from this.
I'd love to see WWE do a King of Trios tournament. I know they do it in AAA. I know they do it in Shikara. But I think that would be a fun dynamic for a pay-per-view. You'd have like heels and faces kind of on the same team. So it'd be a mix of Survivor Series and a tournament and stuff like that. I think it'd be an interesting thing to do. You could also merge the brands too.
I think the one thing about WWE is they have yet to embrace the three-man tag teams. Granted, they do it with two of the wrestlers wrestling in a match, just the regular tag match, but not with the six-man tags. Even though there has been a history recently of three men groups that you could use in that format, and even not all of them are together right now, like The Shield, the Wyatt family, even though they have now expanded to a four-man team, but currently back down to three.
We're a three-man band!
Did you have something to say, Andy?
We're a three-man band.
Okay, I guess that's a good one.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
The Social Outcasts right now, who have dwindled down to a three-man group.
I like how Bo comes out and does the Tebow. It's funny.
Oh, he's been doing it for a while.
I know, I still think it's funny.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm sorry.
I know you're sorry, no, apologize.
You want me to show you how hard I am?
This isn't cock talk.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So you want to get on Will's other show now too? Okay. Be sure to let Will know, and he'll try to squeeze you in there. All right. What is on cart?
Just finished up marathoning season one of Mr. Robot. Really good show. I liked it. It's probably not for everyone, but I highly suggest checking out. Good kind of hacker drama. A lot of his characters dealing with his social anxiety disorders and his other mental disorders. So check it out. great acting. Christian Slater won a Golden Globe for best supporting in it. So obviously they did something right.
That Monopoly guy's creepy looking.
Yeah, the F Society guy. Yep, definitely try and check it out. What else have I been watching? I watched England lose to Iceland. So England has been Europe's failure twice in a row within a week. A lot of the John Oliver Brexit stuff, because watching the complete economic collapse of a country is always fun. And then I watched ROH. I really liked it. I'm not going to say anything to ruin anything. Jay versus Jay in the main event was really good. I could have done without the piss break they had before the match. And that was the only thing I really disliked about it. And that's all that's been on this week.
Old school. What's on?
We streamed ROH Best in the World for the first time at my place since, I think, 2013, or there might have been an pay-per-view in 2014. But yeah, they've been, ever since they made the deal with the cable companies, it's been pretty hard, if as a cable, like a cord cutter myself, to be able to get access to host. The other option would have been to get like a package with a provider and all that, and it just, for to show this once a month, it'd be stupid to pay, you know, $60 or whatever for the basic cable package, and then you're paying $40-$45 for the pay-per-view. So there's an alternative means now for cord cutters if they actually want to legitimately pay. And in our case, you know, we're five or six people. So we were five. So we all threw in $10. And when it's $10, it's like, okay, do I want to get a stream that might work, might not work, or do I want to actually pay for something that works? Actually, funny enough, we had a couple of problems during the first three matches. After doing some internal kind of troubleshooting and speaking with them, it turns out that I was the problem. And it's just because of my setup. I had my Roku on Wi-Fi. And because I had two other streams and about five people with cell phones, and I have the old 2.4 gigahertz band, so my Wi-Fi was just saturated. And after the second the match ended, I went and physically plugged a cable to the Roku, and it worked. So even though, you know, we missed the first three matches or whatever, we saw parts of it, I still thought it was very entertaining. There was bad points for the pay-per-view, for sure. The Steve Corino match versus Whitmer was just unnecessary. The Dalton Castle was fun, but I found it was slow. And of no fault to their own, but the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Addiction had to follow the fucking Young Bucks against Moose and War Machine. And just because it had to follow it, it wasn't as good. Because for those who have seen the Bucks and like it,
I liked it.
Really? I thought it was just slow.
Yeah.
Like, so, the thing is, well, the Bucks are on such a high level and they're so entertaining.
So the Addiction now will wrestle their matches slow on purpose because that's like their heel character now. They do it.
And they got the best Meltzer ever, man.
Yeah.
The best Meltzer ever.
They do it to piss off the fans.
I know, but it has a negative reaction to me, but for the wrong reasons. Like, it doesn't annoy me saying, oh, fuck their heels. And like, I'm like, I'm bored. And it's just because they go, the Bucks and Adam Cole go at such a high pace that, like, it's like you're driving on the highway and then you hit like a fucking traffic and then you're just like pissed off because you want to get past this traffic. That's the way I felt watching that show after that match. That if the Addiction was probably at the beginning or closer to the end of it, I would have enjoyed it if there was a gap. But because it was right after, I just felt like it was lacking something. Main event was actually good, though. It didn't sell me the main event because I don't think Jay Briscoe's a main event guy. But he actually did hold his own and he pulled a good match out of it. But right, like, I'm watching him, like, there's no way he's winning. He's not a company head. You know what I mean? Like, so it is what it is. Like, and for the first pay-per-view back since, it was good. I'll fix my technical issues for the next one if we do one. And I'm glad that I can get access to it. And I'm going a little long here, but I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Were you impressed by ROH's performance?
I was, yeah, yeah. And funny enough, like, after the pay-per-view, I was getting a bit heated because of the... At first, I thought it was their end, because they did actually have a two-minute global outage. But it was at the same time I was having problems with the Wi-Fi, so I thought it was just all related. But just speaking with their support, it pretty much seems like it was my end. And I agree with it, but I was still trying to get something out of it. So I was pushing. I was like, Because like the they wrote back in their email, they had a typo saying, I think it's a connection, an issue. They were supposed to say with your connection, but he missed the Y. So he said, oh, I think it's a problem with our internet connection. And so I write back, well, if it's a problem with your internet connection, I should be compensated. He's like, no, I wrote a typo or whatever. And I go, should I just go to PayPal and dispute the charge then? Because you're wasting my time, whatever. So I kept pushing. And I don't think I'm literally, if I have to push to the PayPal and credit card disputes, like it's probably not worth it. But I tried anyways to get something out of it. But yeah, still worth it. You know, the whatever. It's easier on the pocket when you're five people. So it was good.
Yeah, if I had five friends, I'd do that, but I don't.
If I get a chance this week, I might sit down and watch it, but I think my hands are going to be full. Actually, no, you know what? This weekend, it's my schedule is a little bit open, especially on Sunday, because my girlfriend is going away on a week vacation with her family to go visit the rest of her family. So that leaves me open Sunday. Wasn't planning on doing much, so I might download it and sit down and watch. I've been behind on ROH. I've been behind on ROH and New Japan lately, but there's been, it's just, this is the time of year where there's just a lot of shit going on with, especially, you know, movies, which I'll get into my what's on here shortly, which does revolve around movies and other things too, where it's just like, I have not that much time to sit down and watch TV. Great. There are nights, which this is my fault. I literally come home. I have nothing to do. And what I do is I get on YouTube on my Xbox and like click through videos and like watch them just because I don't know. Like that's been fun lately for me. So
I don't know if in past if they've done it, but I thought this pay-per-view, they did a good job of catching everybody up storyline wise.
Yeah. So, like I don't watch the ROH TV. I find like watching it back in the day, you get a lot of squash matches and you don't really have to watch the TV to keep up. You can watch just the pay-per-views and be fine, I find. So, Heavy, if you're like have time restriction, I would say check out the Kyle O'Reilly versus it's a Kamaichi. I just call him Tamaguchi or whatever. So,
well, I'll probably watch the whole event.
That was the first match, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the opening match. I was okay. If you're gonna watch the whole thing, watch it. But for me, the standouts were the Kyle O'Reilly and Kamaitachi. Moose and War Machine against Cole and the Young Bucks. You can skip through the Carino match. Dalton Castle was fun. If you're a fan of The Addiction, watch it, but I found it was
who
slow.
Who does Carino go up against?
Carino? BJ Whitmer.
Okay, I'm going to watch that because I like BJ Whitmer.
Whatever.
And that's been going on for a while, that feud. I didn't realize that. So he was Russell. He was Mr. Russell 3 or whatever?
Yeah, it was just some fucking
I didn't
hokey
know that.
Gimmick. Yeah, like, it's stupid. I think Whitmer like beat up his son kayfabe.
Yeah,
and it's like one of those Tommy Dreamer fucking hardcore matches. Like I don't want to see it on ROH.
Well,
dyed his hair blonde, so the blood like stands out.
Maybe it's just because I really didn't follow ECW back in the day, so I don't care. It's just some old guy who's fighting another old guy, and it's like I don't want to watch this shit. I was not like invested in it.
I just like BJ Whitmer.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, if you like Whitmer, go for it. Because, yeah, he played the asshole. What's that, Will?
So there's nothing wrong with BJs. Everybody loves BJs.
Yeah, exactly. There was this promo with the fucking, this new group called The Cabinet you can get rid of. It's with Nickelback, Rhett Nickelback, Titus, Kenny King.
Kenny King, yeah.
Coleman, yeah, they're fucking, that's boring as shit. They were wasting time.
Wait a minute, he's with Whitmer now?
No, it's, did I say Whitmer? It was Rhett Titus and Kenny King.
With
Caprice Coleman.
And that was it.
And somebody else.
It was just those three.
Okay. Anyways, they're a bunch of douches.
Well, that's the majority of the people I don't really care for in ROH.
There you go. Yeah. So fast forward through that, and the main event was good.
Yeah. I'll definitely try to check that out this weekend. Now, what is on for me? First and foremost, within the time that we did the last episode, I managed to get my hands on the official 2016 NBA Champions hat and shirt, like the locker room authentic edition for the shirt. And I was very, very picky about this. My whole thing as a sports fan is watching all these teams and all these sports, like they're handed a hat and a t-shirt at the end of the game and they put those on. And I've always wanted whatever team that I rooted for that would win, I wanted that exact hat and that exact shirt. And it took a week. The shirts are hard, hard to come by. And I'll even share this little bit of a story. I know my way around sports merch, like where to proper place to find it and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times it's going online where it would be your direct authentic places to go. Shipping is going to be a little bit longer, especially right now. Okay. No queue. Okay. Especially at this present time.
Well, I was okay. We talked about this pre-show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot.
But people were complaining about the right now. So I'm going to do one a show.
Okay. Oh, thank God. right now. I'm kidding. Anyway, back to the story. But with the Cavs winning, like those shirts are so hard to come by. And like places have been, like they sell out really quick. We have a sporting goods store, which I don't know if they have in Canada, just because I don't know what are just in the States and what are where, called Dick's Sporting Goods. They are the official.
We got plenty of Dick's here.
Yeah, I love Dick's. I love Dick's.
Is that where Will works? Does he work at Dick's?
No, he works at Cox.
I had a friend, we were at Hooters, and he got a Dick's gift card, and he goes, oh, I love Dick's. It was funny.
Show title.
Anyway, but there's Dick's Sporting Goods are selling out of the shirt. Like as soon as they come in, and there's even a lot of locations around, they're just gone. And it's not even just them, it's other places too. Well, I had a friend who's been giving me a heads up if he hears of any and whatnot. He told me there was this one mall that had some stuff at a store called Dillard's. Go in there. None of them's the shirt that I want. The official locker room authentic shirt. Go into the sporting goods store that's there in the mall. Now, I've been to this one before and they're shady. What I consider shady is when you're selling a Chinese fake jersey, as in it's from China. It's not the real authentic jersey. And you're selling it for $100 when I know you paid less than 20 for it. You probably paid like 10 bucks for it. I consider you as a store to be a con artist. So I don't trust you. But they had them right there, right as you walk in. The shirt I was looking for and the color I was looking for. I'm like, oh my God, I hate these fuckers. But if they have my size, fuck it, I'll buy it. It was $10 more than the regular price. And I was like, all right, $10, fine, fuck it, whatever. Then as I'm looking through the sizes, store clerk comes by, he's like, oh, you know, there's a particular size you're looking for. And I'm like, yeah, 2X. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that. I can order it for you. And I'm thinking, for $10 more, you're going to order it for me? When, like previously mentioned, Dick's Sporting Goods, they're offering free shipping on finals merch. Fuck you. Don't insult my intelligence. So, long story short, I got my shirt. It's hanging up right now. I'm looking at it. It's awesome. What else? Been watching more Dexter with my girlfriend. We're still in the middle of the second season. Hopefully going to finish that this weekend, I should say, before she leaves. And I think the only other thing is we went to the drive-in, which is always fun to do. The drive-in. We have drive-ins around here. I've been told, I don't have the official stats to prove this, that Ohio has the most drive-ins in the state than any other state.
Is that like on your fucking your license plate? Like
it should be.
Ohio, most drive-ins in USA.
I'd believe it.
Well, Illinois has the most drive-bys, so.
You know, because of Chicago. But
Illinois.
There's so many in the area, and I happen to find out that, oh, there's one that's it's 2.4 miles down the road from me. As in, pull out of my driveway, take a right, go 2.4 miles, take a left on their property, and I'm there. We decided to go a little bit farther to this other drive-in because friends of mine were closer to that one, but they were playing literally the exact same movies. The first screen was Finding Dory and Alice in Wonderland 2. Not interested in Alice in Wonderland 2, but because they were playing these other two movies together, I was like, you know what? I'll go see it. Independence Day 2 and Central Intelligence, which, for the record, Mr. Old School, they are already 9,000 over your projected total for the Central Intelligence. They said on the last news episode, you projected they were going to do 60. They're already at 69.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's the driving power of The Rock and Kevin Hart and the switched roles that they do, which makes it even funnier. I enjoyed that movie more than I did Independence Day 2. And spoiler alert for those who haven't seen Independence Day 2, the worst thing about it was at the end, because I was figuring, okay, one and two, we should be done here. They leave it open for an Independence Day 3.
Yeah, no, I saw it too. And apparently they were even considering almost filming both movies back to back.
I hope they don't do it.
They, you know what? They tried to cash in too much on nostalgia and it didn't work.
I think it, I don't know if it was the cast. I don't know if it was the writing. I don't know what it was. Like, I haven't watched Independence Day 1 in a while. I should have rewatched it, but I didn't get a chance to. And at the time, it was good. And I can't put my finger on what makes this so different than the first one.
I mean, who are they really missing who is really popular? Well,
I don't, like, what was Will Smith's last blockbuster movie?
Wasn't it the stuff about oh, wait, no, hold on. Well, I know his next big blockbuster movie is going to be Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but like, I mean, back when Independence Day, when the first Independence Day came out, it was a huge movie. And that was also during the time of Men in Black 1. Huge movie. I'm trying to think of any of the movies that came out that time. I know Wild Wild West was a flop, but I was a kid at the time, and I liked Wild Wild West.
Independence Day he did right at the end of Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And then next year was Men in Black. And then there was that shit movie, Wild Wild West. Both Bad Boys were pretty successful. I liked Hancock. And then...
I'm sure you yep. did.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Pounds got amazing reviews, but I don't think it was, like, financially...
Okay, hold on.
I've seen the 7 Pounds Hancock before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm good.
And then there was that shithole in 2013, After Earth, his son's movie.
Don't forget Anchorman 2.
Yeah, he was in it, what, 2 minutes? Not even?
He was the ESPN reporter guy.
Yeah.
But that's not a starring role. I don't know if you had him in there, if it would have been as good. There's part of me that says it's the writing. They seem to bring back everybody but him, but obvious reasons. But they do touch on the fact that why he's not there. They do show his image via a painting, I believe. That's the only time I believe they show something of him.
They named the military base after him.
Well, no, I'm talking about image, actual, because they actually don't use any old footage, but they have a painting of him, and that's the only visual of him. But they do, like I said, they do mention him and all that kind of stuff.
So did he die in the story, or
all I'll say is, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yes. That's basically he's not in it. What do you think they did? They said he's dead. Yep, he's dead. Other than that, I don't know. I think they brought back a lot of people, but I kind of went, do we really need it? Did we really need Will Smith's wife in the movie?
Oh, Vivica A. Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't needed, but you know, what happens, happens.
There was a bunch of roles like that where I'm just like, is this really needed? The Did we really need the Shredder? Did we really need the main criminal? Well, one of the main criminals from Dark Knight. I was just using that because I knew those two guys were in that movie. And I kept thinking about oh, look, it's the guy that was supposed to be Shredder. Like I said, I enjoyed Central Intelligence a lot more. I suggest people to go out and see that. Independence Day, yeah. But I just remember thinking towards the end of that movie, I'm like, okay, they're going to end this movie with this. And, you know, this is going to be the end of it. And they're like, oh, no. You know, we can basically they stay they can go interstellar. And I'm like, oh, fuck no.
But I bet you that version of Interstellar will be better than the actual version of Interstellar. So.
That's very, very true.
I've never seen Interstellar, but everybody says good things about it.
And those people are wrong. Actually, those people are right for about 90% of the movie.
It's high on the internet movie database.
It's that last 10%, man. Ugh.
Well, fuck you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but that's because you're a fanboy of Nolan.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
It has nothing.
It isn't like that other movie where, what movie is like Next or something? Or not Next. The one where it kept showing the GPS sightings or whatever, and he would know what was or how many people were going to die or whatever, and then at the end that was a that was stupid, too.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's talking about Knowing with Nick Cage.
Nick Cage,
yeah, that was terrible.
And I think that's it for my what's on. I almost want to say there's something else, but nope. That's nothing. All right, let's go into emails with Andy.
Hold on, I gotta find the thing. Okay, all right. No, I don't get no theme music.
Nope. Fuck you.
Ah, oh, god, dude. All right. So we got one from Katie. Hey, sorry, I can't be on this week. Not feeling very well. Should be good to go next week, though. Get well, Katie. I just have a question, and I'll give my best of the week as well. My question is, what do you think of the new daycare? It says daycare, but Wyatt Family Feud. Hello?
That wasn't me.
That was totally you. That was French.
Fucking pre-roll.
What do you think of this new, I'm assuming, New Day and Wyatt Family Feud, and where is it going? So where do you think the New Day and the Wyatt Family Feud is going?
I think it's going to the Wyatt Family winning the tag titles after New Day beats Paul London and Brian Kendrick's record.
Yeah.
It's got a semi-racist undertone. That just could be me projecting that in my own head, but...
Yep, yeah, that's you.
I don't know. Just it came off like I was uneasy. And I don't know what that... Like, maybe it was a good mix between like the power of positivity and the fun-loving, joking New Day. And Bray Wyatt's like, this ain't no joke. We're going to legit fuck you up. So I think it brings New Day into that different... Because they're used to doing like the fun-loving, joking around. And this shifts it a bit. So that's why I find it interesting.
It'd probably only be bad if Bray came out in like a white hood.
Okay, let's just pretend he didn't say that.
What I'm liking is how Xavier is like, he's scared. You could tell he's scared the way he's been acting.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I've really enjoyed about it. Because it made him stand out. Granted, it looked like we were getting NXT Xavier Woods with how he was looking. I was waiting for him to, you know, do that hair flip thing in the water, kind of does whatever it did in his hair, if there's a word to describe it.
Just don't grow the mustache back.
But I caught that really early too, of him being scared, and I hope that's something that they dwell on next coming weeks and everything. But I don't want it to be a full-fledged turn. I want it to be like, everybody thinks that he's going to join, but turns out this is the New Day playing a trick on Bray Wyatt. But I do think this will end with the Wyatt family winning the title, which I don't know. I've said that before. I said that back at the original run that they were going to win the tag team championships and then never did. But I think this is also different because this is the first time that Bray is considered a part of that team. It's not just Rowan and Harper. It's actually with no Harper, but you got Rowan, Strowman, and Bray.
So is it going to be a three-way kind of a thing, and they're going to be the new Freebird rule?
Huh. I never thought about it to that point, but I'm curious whether you'll see Bray on the outside. Actually, it would make more sense to have Bray on the outside, because Xavier Woods is normally the one on the outside. I wouldn't be surprised if the first match we get is a 3-on-3 with the Wyatt family winning, but then have it lead into a tag team title match. It'd be kind of cool to see the 3-on-3 for the tag team titles at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think that would work. You do like the 2-on-2 at Battleground, interference bullshit, and then build it to the 3-on-3 for SummerSlam.
Would that put them over the record?
I think as of Battleground, they're over the record. They were something like 24 days away from the record at the pay-per-view. So.
Okay. All right, what else is there, Andy?
And my best of the week is I enjoyed the matches with Cena versus Rollins and Ambrose versus Styles from Raw. And the thought of them possibly being added to the triple threat match would have been interesting, or would be interesting, but we're going to have Cena versus AJ Styles again, and that's fine with me. Talk to you guys next week. Later, Katie the First Lady.
Yeah, I really enjoyed those matches this week, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I said about them in intertwining the two feuds together.
Yeah, it's good to get some drama like that. But you knew once one of them lost, the other one was going to lose.
Oh, yeah. It's classic things that happen in wrestling. People would say, like, oh, it's predictable. But no, that's a storytelling element in wrestling. Just because you know that's coming means you've watched enough wrestling to not be an idiot. All right. I guess we're going to wrap things up with best of the week. And we're going to start with Andy.
Okay. Well, my kids have a new TV in their room, and they've been watching nothing but wrestling. And they've been going through, like, all the Royal Rumbles. And it's hard to be the best of the week, but I just think it's funny that they're watching all these Royal Rumbles. They're getting used to the product, watching all this older stuff. Well, my five-year-old got introduced to the Boogeyman, and now he's scared shitless of the Boogeyman, which reminds me of when The Undertaker was around, when I was even, like, probably 10 or something like that, but I was scared shitless of The Undertaker. But it's just, he wouldn't go to sleep the other night because he was afraid the Boogeyman was going to eat worms and come and get him. So that's my best of the week.
Best of the week, Kurt. Was it playing softball today?
I mean, the rain out today is nice because I'm a little sore. Sunday, we whooped the ass of the team we were playing 24-1, which was nice. Outside of that, there's nothing really to write home about. I'm still looking for a job because unemployment in our city is very high. And yeah, that's about it.
Mr. Old School.
Best in the world coming to, I guess, the equivalent of iPay-per-view. Fight Network on the Flips app. It's nice to get back into some ROH with some buddies, drinking some beers, resetting some internet connections.
I think my best of the week is just now finding out that they're coming out with the, not saying coming out, I already knew part of it, the Ghostbusters Twinkies. One of them's going to be white fudge marshmallow. But anyway, it's not my best of the week.
Do they have green filling?
No, that's the other one. That's the key lime slime Twinkies. I am so hardcore Ghostbusters right now. I don't care how people think of this new movie. I'm not high on it. But right now, literally, how I have my current desk or set up everything right now, I just have it right behind my...
Are you doing it on purpose?
No. Just, I say right now a lot. But how I have it currently set up is I have, like, all my Ghostbuster stuff right behind my laptop, which is, like, 90%, or maybe not say 90, about half of things that have come out recently because of this movie. A couple cars, like Hot Wheel sets of the Ecto-1, a bunch of pop figures, a couple plushes, two that I just found recently that are, like, pretty a decent size, all talking or played the Ghostbusters theme. I'm so happy for it. But no, that's not my best of the week. I'm actually going to do a wrestling best of the week because I don't do it too often. I'll do a two-parter, one non-wrestling. But the wrestling one is the Wyatt family versus the New Day. I haven't been interested in a Bray Wyatt feud in a very long time. And I feel like doing it with the New Day has given both sides something new, something different. And they're really working well together. And it's only been 2 weeks. I'm curious to see what else they do and everything going forward. Just definitely keep it up. I'm actually wearing my New Day shirt right now, the one with the first one that they came out with, the unicorns, and they're all in the original cartoon one, I should say, the blue one. My wrestling best of the week is, or no, I mean non-wrestling, went to a local baseball game over the weekend, and I've always wanted to get sweet seats, which cost a lot of money no matter what, but at a minor league game, like, it's not as bad, but I went with my girlfriend's company as a, like, their company picnic type thing, and there was free food, free beer, everything there was just awesome. And it wasn't just normal shitty food. Like, they didn't just say, oh, here's popcorn, here's hot dogs. There was hot dogs, there was popcorns, there was a couple veggie trays too, wings, like almost all the wings that we could eat. And they keep bringing more, and there's three different flavors, some desserts, a couple other things, and the beer. And granted, the beer that they gave us, which is what the head of my girlfriend's company picked, was Bud Light. They had, like, a whole list of other stuff, beers that they could pick. There's a bunch of wines that they could pick too. I think I only had two beers, but it was kind of cool to go to the game. And it was, like I said, basically free. The only thing that we paid for is we went actually down to the vendors, and there's these things called Arita's Italian Ice. And the best flavor that they have is Swedish Fish. And I got that. And, oh, it's so amazing.
Is it good, like a Bobby Fish?
No. Buy Fish sucks. And that will be my best of the week. So where can we find you, Old School?
On the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Kiwi Tuts's Tuts Experience, Check 10-1, 1-Up 10-1, whatever the fuck it's called, gaming podcast. And with the mentally challenged T-Mac, Spanish Announce Table.
I'm trying to pull up our website, but for some reason I pull up trendingtopics.com. And that's not our website.
Trending Topics Network, set up by Living Legend. He's got a nice splash page there. We got a real-time player. You can play all your stuff there. If not, you can go to the traditional Podbean feed. There's a little button for that, too. So good job, Living Legend, merging with DSJNP.
I think one of my biggest problems about this page is the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com one is it doesn't have all the podcast.
Oh, you mean on the right-hand side? Yeah. Well, the problem is not a lot of people got back to him. So, we sent several emails saying,
"Oh yeah, oops.
Hey, send us an email with contact info, a brief description," and just people didn't get back to him. So once everybody does that, irons that out, we'll have all the shows up there. And if not, if you're looking for a show, just click on the Podbean feed for now, and they're all there as well. So,
oops, I never sent it in.
That's something new. I didn't know we even had that website. That's cool.
Oh yeah,
you didn't know we had the website? What?
I know. Well, the thing is, actually, by my performance, sorry.
I would, I hate to defend Andy for anything, but the one thing is if he, in his browser cache, if he just typed trending topics, it would, before all we had was a redirect to the Podbean feed.
Yeah.
So if he still has it there and he types in trending topics, it probably is just still sending him to the Podbean feed, which is fine. Yeah, it gets you all access to the shows anyways. But Andy, if you actually remove the podbean.com part and you just put .com, you'll actually see the
splash. I got it. Yeah, it's good. I got it now, but I didn't realize we had or that you guys had that. But yeah, so
I need to give Living Legend some shit because on the .com page, he has Fantasy Footy listed as a show, but it's not listed on the active or inactive shows on the Podbean feed.
Yeah, that's a good point because I didn't even know that was a show.
That's a DSJMP show.
Yeah, I don't think they've done a new show since. So usually I manage that part of it, the Podbean part. So if I would have seen a show, I would have added it. But yeah, I guess he hasn't done a show since he moved over.
Are the old Trending Topic Network feed, is that like on the same one now?
Andy, or is there two different Andy wants us to add the RSS feed to the old network. The only thing is about that is It'll just archive it on the website. It won't archive it on, or even in Podbean, but it's not going to archive it like on iTunes.
Andy, are you talking to Blog Talk stuff?
Yeah.
What I do, I don't know, Heavy, if you guys do. Actually, if you go to oldschoolmovies.net, I think oldschoolmovies.net.
You think?
I've archived all my shows off multiple feeds. So when we were on Blog Talk and we're on Podbean, so I don't know if you guys did this with your shows, but...
No.
You can get access to all of my archive from episode one on. I don't know if there's a big demand for it. That's the thing. The effort that it would take to do it.
No, you're good. That's fine. I have both feeds on my the thing I use, the RS feed that I use, but it's got the old blue the old blue Trending Topics Network feed and then the new one.
Well, I think one thing to remember with all that is it's beneficiary right now with the Blog Talk Radio feed because every episode is on there, like on the feed. Because we had problems with syncing to iTunes with some of the older episodes, there has been a handful of episodes that have been deleted. And we cut the cutoff, or we made the cutoff a little bit sooner. Originally, it was set to I forget how many episodes, and I went and changed it to a big number, which put the whole feed on there, but that's what's caused us a lot of problems. So we cut it down to, I think it might be, if I'm just going to guess, like 50.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So, because I've been trying to look for old episodes if anything goes and listen to them before because we are planning hands down to record Anything Goes this weekend, this Saturday night, because this is the last time we are going to get a chance to record one before Shane gets married. And him and his husband go off to their honeymoon and all that kind of nonsense. But seriously, he's getting married next week. I'm supposed to go to the wedding. And we want to get one in pre-wedding and all that kind of stuff. And actually, we have a tradition of recording 4th of July weekend. So it's kind of adds up. even though the episode that we did 2 years ago is not available because the laptop that I had corrupted shortly, or the hard drive corrupted shortly after.
Best show ever.
No, we recorded a couple episodes like that where it's just computer problems and all that kind of stuff. Or no, we had problems recording it because of getting everybody together. Those are big issues. And now, yeah. So that was a long-winded thing to for where we can find Old School. Were you at Carp?
On Twitter at Killer Carpe Diem. As per usual, StableWars.com. Come play the wrestling and other sports-related games we have there. I am now on CFL Easy Picks, the brotherly show of NFL Easy Picks. As well, you should listen to the most recent episode of All Beer Inside, where I call Mr. Old School Radio Face, and I apparently proceed to touch my penis a lot.
No, because every time we insult him, he'd touch his dick.
That's what Mr. Old School says.
So he got pissed and he called me Radio Face. He got pretty nuclear with the insults.
So he's like Lex Luger?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were comparing it to. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Every time, like, dick touch, dick touch, dick touch. And then I guess he got heated. And
I can't believe those dogs were licking your jeans.
It was so fucking weird.
What, do you rub, like, bacon on your jeans before you
went there? No, I swear to God, it was nothing, man. I wasn't doing anything.
That was the month he was a vegetarian, too, which makes absolute no sense.
Yeah, it was stupid.
So, yeah, check me out on those podcasts and this one. And whenever NFL Easy Picks is back, maybe I'll jump on one of those again.
Yeah. We want to do an off-season show for NFL Easy Picks, but I think if I can convince the other guys to do it, we'll probably do it Saturday. Because we have done that before where we record two in a row of, you know, anything goes NFL Easy Picks and then release them. So I don't 100% know. But we will be back with NFL Easy Picks. Full swing in August, not October. And we just might have maybe an old name of NFL Easy Picks coming back once again to the show. But we'll see. Promises, promises, promises. And where are you at, Andy?
First, final thoughts. Do you guys think we'll be having a Chinese announce table soon now that we have Raw on in China?
Probably.
That'd be funny. you can find me at on Twitter, AA_WIR, and rest in peace, Buddy Ryan.
And of course, you can find me at Heavyset330. You can find me on half of the shows on this wonderful network, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the shows like Plus One Club Heads Up, All Beer Inside, Anything Goes, European Uppercut, Hanging with Heavy, Loot Chat, NFL Easy Picks, Ohio Indie Report, Old School at the Movies, this lovely show called The Rasslecast, Real News, Spanish Announce Table, Squabble Box, Tech Talk, and The Tuts Experience.
CFL Easy Picks.
Which has not been added to the right of the active shows.
I'm waiting till Shakart gets to 5 episodes to see if he stops doing it, and then if he gets to 5, I'll add it.
Oh, it's going all season long. It's happening.
You can even check out inactive shows such as All Wine Aside, Game Face, The Wayback Throwback, Tim and Tom, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Covering all the bases, not all of them. You can email us here at the show, rasslecast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Rasslecast, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rasslecast. Now, that's all the bases covered. Thank you for listening. It's been a wonderful week, and we will catch you here next week on the one and only Rasslecast.
Racist Song.